Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get it,
we're back. It's 12 after. Little Mickey and Sylvia for you there. Bill Treasurer is our guest. I'm not sure if he remembers Mickey and Sylvia or not, but Bill is a writer, a speaker, a consultant. He founded his own company that's called Giant Leap Consulting. In a minute, I'm going to get him to tell us why it's called Giant Leap. Some of you who've heard Bill before know why, but I'll get him to tell us again. And he's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Right Risk, 10 Powerful Principles for Taking Giant Leaps with Your Life. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. And tell the audience why you named your company that.
Well, my company's called Giant Leap Consulting, and it's because I used to take giant leaps for a living, literally. For 7 years, I used to show up to work every single day dressed in a Speedo because I was a former professional high diver on the U.S. high diving team, and I used to dive from 100-foot platforms into little pools for a living.
Folks, I'm looking at his book here, and on the cover, it actually has a picture of him set afloat. He's on fire, leaving the platform and jumping into this little thimble of water. That's what's it about three or four miles below you there, Bill?
It always seemed like it. That picture there on the cover of my book is me as Captain Inferno at the every show. The show would culminate in a fire dive. So we would do a high dive, and then one of the divers would come out and do a dive where basically they were in a full-body cotton sweatsuit that was soaked in water, but they had a towel that was a cape that was soaked in gasoline, and sure enough, we would light that towel on fire, and we'd be Captain Inferno, the flaming fireball.
Well, you know, Bill, small business owners are not even fazed by your little comment. I mean, by your comments about this little dive that you took, fiery dive that you took. You know, we're thinking about that, and we're thinking, so what? Big deal. We do that every day.
I tell you, and I applaud small business owners. As one myself, I know what it's like to have my hair on fire. I know what it's like to face risks day in, day out. And it's the entrepreneurs, it's the small businesses in America that really are the backbone of America, and they prop up our economy. And these are truly the risk takers out there.
Well, you know, and I'm glad to hear you say that. And I know you know what that means. But a lot of times we hear other people say that, politicians say that, for example, and people who have never really been a small business owner or been in small business, and they say that, and we know that that's something they've heard from other people. But you and I both know what it means to be the backbone of America. And one of the main things, two of the things that it takes for small business owners to be what they are is we have to take risks and we have to have courage.
I can't agree with you more. It's part of the reason that I wrote my book, Right Risk. And in fact, my business, Giant Leap Consulting, I believe that it's one of the first, if not the first, courage-building company that we focus on building people's courage in the workforce.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, one of the things, you've heard a lot of different definitions of courage. My definition is courage is bravery after you've had time to think about it.
I love
and
that.
And I heard somebody else say that courage is bravery that said its prayers. I like that one. I've forgotten who said that, but it might have been you, Bill. But courage is, you know, to me, if you come upon a dangerous situation and you rush in the moment and you do something, you know, brave, that's bravery.
Mm-hmm.
But courage is when you come up on something like that and you have time to think about it and you still do it.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much the reason I say small business owners are courageous, because usually we have time to think about these things.
I think so. It's interesting that Aristotle, when he was talking about the virtues, he said that courage is the first virtue because it makes all the other virtues possible.
Yeah,
and I think that sometimes people mistake bravery for courage, and they mistake fearlessness for courage. And in reality, I think that courage is very often fearful and doing the thing you're afraid of anyway. I recently read John McCain's book, which is actually called Why Courage Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, he says, and I think that it's accurate, that fear is indispensable to courage. Yep. It's the only thing that is indispensable to courage, because you really can't be courageous unless you're doing the thing that you're afraid of and taking the action despite the fact that you are afraid.
Right. That's absolutely true. And that's the same reason why I say that failure is the harness made of success.
Indeed.
Because how are you going to identify success if you've never failed?
This is so true. And I think a lot of small business owners, you know, some people eventually become big business owners. And the person who typically had founded the company, had started the company, was the entrepreneur who took the risk to do something differently. Tom Watson Jr., the great founder of IBM, said that success is on the far side of failure, encouraging people to fail early and fail often so they get to the success quicker.
Yeah, but it does take courage. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be prepared to take your lumps. You've got to be prepared to lose a little skin, and maybe to be embarrassed a little bit. I mean, you've got to be prepared to do those things, don't you?
You definitely do, and you have to be prepared to be sometimes humiliated, and as you say, to put some skin in the game, and to recognize when you're at the threshold of a risk and when you're at the threshold of doing something that's difficult for you, that you, in fact, are going to be full of fear. And what are you going to do with all those fearful feelings? Are you going to turn around and run from it, or are you going to walk through your fear so that you learn something, potentially succeed and have it be a windfall for the business, or maybe not? You know, it just seems to me, Jim, that we live on a big continuum. When we're faced with difficult decisions and crisis in our life, do we move towards our cowardice, or do we move towards our courage? And I'm not saying that Bill Treasure moves towards his courage in every instance. There have been plenty of times when I've run in the other direction. But
well, maybe you ran towards being discerning and being pragmatic.
and saying no to a risk sometimes is a courageous act.
Yeah,
you know, Jim Visters is one of the great adventurers of all time. He's been on the top of Mount Everest over 5 times, and 3 of those times, I believe, without oxygen. Right? You know, he didn't have an oxygen tank.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 times he got up to the summit of the mountain, he was about 300 feet within the summit's distance, and he turned around and walked back down, because the climate had changed and it was now a dangerous condition.
Yep.
So what he said is that getting up is optional. Getting down is mandatory.
That's exactly right.
So discerning and knowing when to say no is very important.
A friend of mine, you were talking about learning a minute ago, Tom Feltenstein said, and I'm paraphrasing him a little bit, he said, the times when I've been the best, when I've been most effective, was when I was willing to risk what I knew for what I might learn. And I like that statement. Stand by, Bill Treasure. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. Bill Treasure is our guest. He's the author of Right Risk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good night. Now it's time to go home. And he makes it fast with one more thing.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Bill Treasurer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Just Treasurer, just like the guy who keeps your money at the PTA or wherever. Bill Treasurer, and also known as Captain Inferno. He's the author of Right Risk. Bill, tell us where your books are available, and tell us also how we can find you online.
You can get it at the major booksellers, all the big chains and such. And you can also get it at Amazon.com and the other online booksellers. Or you can go to my website and get a signed copy.
All right.
And my website is www.giantleapconsulting.com. That's giantleapconsulting.com. And I also have an 800 number, and that's 800-867-7239.
And I encourage you to get that autographed copy, folks, because as you've heard me say about my autographed book, you know, in 100 years, that thing's going to be worth 30, 40 cents easy. And so be sure to check that out. Hey, Bill, you know, I've had major corporate background. You've had major corporate background, and it was a good experience for me. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't take anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a difference between, in terms of the kinds of courage that you see, there's a lot of difference between courage in a small business and the kind of risk taking that you see in a big business.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah. as you say, I worked for a company that had 78,000 people, a big company, very well respected, world-renowned consulting company, maybe the largest consulting company, and it was a terrific experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world. That said, being a business owner myself now and an entrepreneur, I'll tell you one of the big differences is that in a workforce, typically there's a lot of yes people. You have to sort of say yes to everything to be able to thrive and survive in a workforce when you're competing with other people to get noticed by your bosses and such. But when you're your own boss, you can actually say yes to too many things as an entrepreneur and dilute your effectiveness because you start to get you're not focused on the thing that you're good at anymore. And I've had to learn as a young entrepreneur what to say no to, that sometimes being able to say no to business that's not really good business for your business
right.
is a critical thing to learn how to do.
It's hard to do because we wake up every morning saying, where's my next business going to come from? And then when it walks in the door or we knock on a door and we work it up and get that business, make that business available to us, then there is a moment when we have to say, okay, is this the right thing for me? And that's hard to do, isn't it?
Is very hard to do because your line of sight in a big company, you know you're going to have a steady paycheck. If you're doing a good job, you know, I knew I was going to be sitting pretty for a couple of years out. But when you have your own business, your line of sight might only be 3 months.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when bad business walks in the door, you're like, well, I don't really want to do it, but if I do it, I know I can build up the bank account even more. And so you might accept lesser fees or you might increase the scope of the work that you would normally do beyond your own expertise. There's plenty of temptations to go with bad business, and I think that a small business owner really needs to learn how to exercise the word no and go according to the value system of the business and the business owner.
And there is one thing, though, Bill, that's going on in the 21st century that's a capability that small business owners have well beyond what we've ever had before, and that's the ability to partner and to do and to have strategic alliances. And so one of the things I encourage people to do before you absolutely say no to a piece of business that's bigger than you, make sure that you've looked around and to see if there's anybody that you could partner with on that project.
That's a good point. In fact, this morning I'm meeting with a business owner whose business specializes in strategy execution. Well, that's compatible with mine because I actually facilitate strategy sessions. I do strategic planning. Mm-hmm. But the execution piece, I always leave to the business. And here's a consultant that actually goes in and helps a company execute.
Right.
So together, we can really join forces and be more powerful.
Well, I've said for several years, before this century came to be, Bill, I said that the three most important things that small business owners need to learn how to do, needed to do with a vengeance in the 21st century, is to leverage technology, to learn how to do a better job of networking, and to develop strategic alliances. Those are the legs of the three-leg stool that I recommend for small business owners.
Mm-hmm. That makes good sense.
Bill, we got about a minute and a half. One of the things that you can't have without courage is faith. Mm-hmm. Without faith in yourself, without the belief in your own ability, courage really is kind of foolhardy, isn't it?
I think that faith is so necessary from so many standpoints. And it's, you know, the word encouraging. I think that faith puts courage inside us. I think that when you have faith, you build your confidence because it's not just you facing a situation. You're doing it with your higher power, too. And it gives you strength as a person. And when you read all the great spiritual literatures and all the people that went through such difficult things, that when it puts your own difficulties in perspective, and it makes you face them, I think, with your chin up and greater confidence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's so important that when there are times when everybody else is telling us not to do something, and they're telling us for the right reason, but what they don't know is they haven't taken measure of our faith in ourselves. And that's when you see somebody going against the grain. That's what's happened. They're showing the kind of courage that you talk about in your book, and they've taken full measure of the faith, their own faith in themselves. Bill, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
www.giantleapconsulting.com.
Giantleapconsulting.com. The book is called Right Risk. The author is Bill Treasurer. He's our friend. Bill, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, great talking to you again.
We'll see you next time. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back with Mr. Mike Menzies after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. And I know you've been
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.